Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Hi, welcome to devotional, and today we are going to see Genesis 13, the deception of the world. Basically, when Abraham became rich, and also there was a strife between Abraham's herdman and Lot's herdman. Lot was the nephew of Abraham. So the occasion for their quarrel was their riches. Both became rich. Now, being poor could not separate between Abraham and Lot, but riches did. How many times friends are lost because when somebody becomes rich? But God is a friend who will never separate the true believer, whether you are in prosperity or whether you are in adversity. Then Abraham, he told Lot, "Let there be no strife between us, as we are brothers. Is not the whole land before us? And I pray, if you take the left side of the land, I will go to the right. If you go to the right side, I will go to the left." Abraham gave Lot the first choice. Here Abraham, he shows himself to be a true man of God. He did not get hot-headed and act in the flesh, but he was cool-headed. He had a cool spirit because he had the spirit of God. He knew how to turn this hot, strifeful situation into a peaceful situation by giving a soft answer. His godly counsel brought reconciliation. Oh, beloved, pray that you will have godly friends. Godly friends will stick to you more than a brother. Now Abraham did not kick Lot out, neither he forced Lot away, but gave good advice of separation for the sake of peace. This is the true unselfish brotherly love. Loving others more than ourselves. Making others happy is the Christians. This is what Christians ought to do. Giving others the first chance before we do anything. But we are living in a me first generation. Beloved, all what world does is in opposition to the word of God. Let us be obedient to God's word, not to be selfish in the flesh, not to go after the things of the world. See what Lot did. When Abraham gave him the choice, Lot, he lifted his eyes and saw well-watered plains of Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot left and pitched his tent in the plains towards Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot's lustful eyes saw the beauty of the fertile soil of Sodom and Gomorrah. Certainly, this beautiful, good soil can make me rich. Probably that this is what came to Lot's mind. This is all what he thought. Lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, or the pride of life comes from our sinful flesh. Here we see Lot is walking according to his sight, according to his flesh. Sinfulness thinks of one's own belly first. One's own comforts first. Multitudes are under the slavery of selfishness. The roots of selfishness is very deep. It's like a deadly cancer of self-love. It's all over our flesh. You know, God hates selfishness. Remember, we are all selfish by nature. Only God's word has the power to crush selfishness. Remember, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Many are making decisions like Lot according to how they see, how they feel. And many behave according to their emotions instead of by faith in the word of God. And so many are walking by sight, not by faith. There are many who are like Lot, will go to the very boundaries of temptation, because he pitched his tent towards Sodom and Gomorrah. So there are so many who will go to the very boundaries of temptation. Oh, beloved, don't you know that your flesh is weak? And there's a powerful enemy who even deceived Adam and Eve, who were holy without sin. And do you think that you who are born in sin can stand the temptations when you like to stay very close to them? Stay away from the worldly temptations. Don't even think about them or even come close to them, as they will trap you. Our enemy is working day and night to trap souls and to deceive them. We are living in a carnal generation. Do not partake in sin for the carnal advantage or carnal opportunities. The world will promise you a paradise, but you will end up in a lake of fire. In Lot's case, he pitched his tent towards Sodom, but a few chapters later, we see him in Sodom. The world will tempt you to believe it can satisfy your desires, but only it will increase them and make you a slave to them. Satan has a golden net to catch those who are weak. He has a golden trap that attracts many who live on the very border of temptations and sins and pleasures. Remember, brethren, Ephesians 6:11 says to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Yes, beloved, love the word of God above anything else. If you love Christ, you will obey his word and keep his word. Remember, when temptations came to Christ, what did he tell his disciples to do? Pray. When temptation comes in your way, the first thing to do is to fall at your feet and come to the Holy God and ask for grace. Ask for deliverance from these temptations. Ask God to strengthen you, because we are weak. So, beloved, indulge in heavenly desires and express for heavenly longings, and stay away from the very border of temptations. Amen.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of